when I was first looking at personal credit cards, I was thinking, where do I spend my money and where can I like leverage the most rewards and benefits through a credit card? So that's what I did with my business. So it's like, what do we spend a lot of money? And that's obviously travel. So we go travel to look at properties.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
What's going on, everyone? I'm Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. Welcome back, everyone. For today's Finance Friday episode, you got another solo show with me back at it. This one, we're going to talk about all things credit cards I use, why you should use credit cards. And yeah, let's just get into this. Well, before we get into today's episode, a little housekeeping as always. If you're getting any value out of this podcast, it would mean a great deal if you could just refer it to a friend, family member, colleague, someone who you think could also get value. That's how the show grows, gets to more eyes and ears. And so, yeah, if you could just refer it to one friend, maybe post it on your social media, I would be greatly appreciative of that. And I'm just going to review. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, it would be awesome if you could leave a rating and review. That's how the show grows and gets out to more ears. So this one is titled Good Info. The name is just a bunch of letters, so I'm not going to read that off. But anyways, the review is well-researched, planned, and thought-out episodes focused on important, relevant information to jumpstart young investors. Definitely worth a listen on your commute. Well, thank you to whoever left that rating and review. All right. Well, let's get into today's episode. So all things credit cards. I know there's still people out in the world, because I know some of them personally, that still do not have a credit card in their 20s and even 30s and do not have a credit card, and they just use debit cards. We've kind of been conditioned that credit cards can be evil, bad, and they lead to consumer debt. Now, in the wrong hands, the person with the wrong mindset and habits, yes, that is true. It can lead to debt, a lot of debt. Heck, I even seen it in my life. And some people even do that when they build their business. And it happens. You shouldn't think of it as this evil thing that's going to create massive amounts of debt. If you're listening to this podcast, most likely you have the correct mindset when it comes to money, because you're listening to this to find ways to grow that money, to grow your wealth so you can have a better life. And so if you're coming at it from that angle, you should not fear a credit card. One, if you're not using a credit card, you're essentially giving away free money, because most credit cards these days, if not all, have some type of incentive plan, some cash rewards or some type of rewards benefit, because we're in the world where you got to compete. It's so competitive out there that all these credit cards are coming out with all these different rewards. And so you're essentially, if you're not using credit to buy things that you normally would buy. Now, that's a good point right there. Let me preface this whole thing. You should only be using a credit card because you're going to buy that item, that experience, whatever it might be anyways. It's not that you're going to buy it because now you have the rewards program on your card. No. You're only using your credit card for something that you would normally buy anyways. And so one, you're getting rewards, which we'll get into on the ones I use. And then two, it's also a sense of safety and security. So if your information gets stolen and they rack up a bunch of money on your credit card, that credit card company is legally has to credit you back. Whereas a debit card, that can be a little trickier. And I've even heard in some cases where you don't get all the money back. So if someone gets your information on your debit card, they could just deplete your whole bank account and then you could potentially not get that money back. And on top of that, you're not getting any rewards. So you're spending on a credit card and there goes your cash, not making any money on what you're spending when you could. So there's that big opportunity cost. So for those of you that are already pro credit cards, sorry for that little rant or on the soapbox, I had to get on there. But I know there's people out there that don't use credit cards and it just blows my mind. You're just throwing away free money, throwing away that free security. If you are one of those few people out there that are not using credit card, I highly recommend it. And if you're in a circumstance where maybe it's because of credit, well, I'm going to be having a show later on. And I've had a show previously on how to build credit, but I have a show on how to repair credit. But let's say you're in a circumstance where you do have good credit and you can apply to get a credit card. I'm going to go over the credit cards I have. The first one is the first one I ever bought. And that's the, for those watching, you can see it. That's the Bank of America cash rewards card. And this card was the first card I ever got. So back then, these rewards programs weren't as robust. And also, I was just graduated from college. So I was kind of limited to what cards I could get. And I was already a Bank of America customer. So I think this was a little easier to get. It has a pretty solid rewards point even back then. That was 12 years ago, 13 years ago. So what this card does is you get 3%. So it's changed a little bit. It used to just be 3% at gas but now it's 3% cash back in the category of your choice, which could be gas, online shopping, dining, travel, drugstores, or home improvements / furnishings. So you get to choose and you can switch. Generally, I use it for gas because my other cards have better rewards for things such as traveling, drugstores, and online shopping. And you also get 2% cash back at grocery stores and wholesale clubs, 1% cash back on all other purchases, no annual fee on this card. And at the time, it was pretty easy. I got a pretty good limit at the beginning when I first got this card. So this is a solid card. Anyone that's looking to get a first card, maybe doesn't have amazing credit, this is one I would definitely recommend. But then as I started to learn more about credit cards, and as the rewards programs became more robust, I started doing research on, okay, well, credit cards are going to benefit me the most. And then I started looking at, well, where do I spend most of my money? You know, most of my money, obviously, you know, rent and taxes, but as far as I know, you can't pay those things on credit cards. Put those aside. And then I looked at, well, I spend a lot on groceries, spend a lot if I'm going to dining out, right? So then I started to look at all these things, a lot on travel because I like travel. The next card I got was the American Express Blue Cash Preferred card. And what's really great about this card is I got this because at that time, you know, spending groceries are a big bill for everyone for the most part. We all got to eat. Especially at the time I was living in the north end of Boston, and this was before, you know, a lot of development was done. So there's only really local grocery stores there. Otherwise, you had to get on a train and go to some of the bigger ones that had better deals, which I would occasionally do, but not all the time because sometimes your schedule just doesn't permit that. So you'd be spending a premium on these small grocery stores. So I was looking for a card that had great rewards for groceries. And that was this card, the American Express Blue Cash Preferred card. And that gives you 6% back on groceries, up to $6,000 per year. I did the calculation. I wasn't spending $6,000 a year on groceries. So even if I was, it's still great. 6% on $6,000, phenomenal. Also has 6% on streaming services. At the time, I was just graduated, so I didn't have any streaming services. I was hopping on friends and families. Now I do, so that is a benefit. But the main reason I bought that card and still use it today is groceries. I only use it on groceries, essentially. And then I have a few streaming services and automatically gets dinged on that card too for those. Primarily just groceries is what I use this card for. The next card I got was the time. And if I had gone back and done a little more research, I probably wouldn't have got it, but it still has some great features. And all these cards, I should preface that some of them I could get rid of because some of them do overlap. But for instance, like the Bank of America Cash Rewards, I won't get rid of because that's my oldest card. And if you've listened to a previous episode on how to build credit, one part of that is your credit history, how length your credit history. So if I was to close that, first it would get dinged because you're closing credit, right? So you don't have as much credit. And then two, it's because that history also goes away. So it ding your credit again. So I just leave that open, put a few things that automatically ding it, and then have always, everything is auto pay on my credit cards, always auto pay. So that's why I still have a lot of them. Helps with your overall credit. It shows that you can have multiple cards, multiple credit accounts open, you can manage them all. So the Cash Chase Freedom card. This one, $200 bonus plus 5% gas station cash back offer, which is that what it currently is. So yeah, this one, every quarter it switches to a new 5% category. So for instance, right now it is online shopping and Walmart. Now I don't really go to Walmart very much, so that's not really a benefit, but the online shop, or excuse me, it's not online shopping right now, it's actually PayPal. But right now PayPal, it's coming up close to Christmas here. I'll probably buy some gifts for people that could use PayPal. So that's great and get 5% back on that. So that's really all. And there's no annual fee on this card. And that's all I really use this card. I don't know if I showed it, but this card for. But yeah. And again, I won't close it just because it's got that credit history and also it adds to my entire credit picture. And now it comes to my favorite personal credit card. And that is the Chase Sapphire Reserve. Now, most people have probably heard of this. It's a very popular card. A lot of reasons to why it's a very popular card. Fees have gone up on it. It used to be, I believe it used to be $450, I want to say. But now that fee is up to $550 annually. You do get a lot of good points. So you're going to make that back. Right off the bat, you get a $300 annual travel credit. So anything you use on travel, obviously flights, but even Ubers. So I remember one year I used a lot of it up in Ubers. That year I didn't travel until later in the year. So it's great. It could be Ubers, anything, rental cars, flights, buses, trains, you name it. Like anything that's associated with travel. I think even parking, if I remember correctly, you get a credit. So you get 300 credits. So essentially you're only paying $250 annual fee, because that $300 just negates out of the gate. But what's great on it too, it's really travel focused, which I know a lot of people, especially in my generation, love to travel. I love to travel. So this is a really travel focused card. For one, you get 5x points on flights purchased through Chase. So if you go onto their website and purchase a flight through Chase, it's 5x the points when you do that. That's after you use the $300 credit. And then you get 10x the points on hotels and car rentals that are purchased through Chase as well, through their website. And then just if you were just to purchase any type of travel, it's 3x the points. So if you were to book it on Delta or Google Flights, wherever you do that, it would just be 3x the points. Now, if you use your rewards points, so right off the bat, if you sign for this card and you spend $4,000 in purchase in the first 3 months, you get 50,000 bonus points, which equates to $500. When I did it, I think it was 75,000 points. And when they first opened this card, it was 100,000 points. But anyways, so if you have the 50,000 points and you use those rewards points to book travel through the site, they give you 50% more. So instead of just having $500 to go towards travel, you actually have $750 to go towards travel. So anytime I book personal travel and I have points, I go through that site. So then I have 50% more to use. Goes a long way. And then also you have booking dining through their site, which you can do if you make reservations or order takeout through their site, you get 10x the points on dining. If you don't use their site and you're just at a restaurant, bar, what have you, and use your card there, you get 3x the points. So that's why I really like this, because at the time when I bought it, I was traveling, dining out, it just made perfect sense. Using Uber saved me a lot of money. You also get priority pass. So when you're at the hotel, at the airport, they have lounges and private lounges in the airport. And this gives you free access to those lounges where there's free food, free drinks, free Wi-Fi, and just a place you can kind of just set up, relax, and do work and have food and beverage. It's awesome. One card I'm going to talk about in the future has a better lounge though. So just wait for that. But anyways, you also get complimentary Dash Pass. So for DoorDash, and you get credits on that as well. I think that's only valid through the end of this year, 2021. Then you also get 10x points on Lyft rides, and that's through 2022. And that's about it on this card, but this card is phenomenal. Oh, and I forgot to mention, also with a great aspect of this card is you can get Global Entry or TSA Pre for free, TSA Pre-Check. I did Global Entry because that automatically gets you TSA Pre-Check, but then it also gets you the Global Entry side of it, where when you're traveling abroad and you come back to the US, you get to skip the line when you go through customs. So that's a phenomenal perk. Usually I think that's about $100 to get a global entry. So that's covered by this card. Those are all my personal cards that I use day in, day out. And then I'm going to jump into the business cards, what I use for my business, Greenbrier Capital Group. So the first one I ever got was the American Express Marriott Bonvoy business card. And just like when I was first looking at personal credit cards, I was thinking, where do I spend my money and where can I like leverage the most rewards and benefits through a credit card? So that's what I did with my business. So it's like, what do we spend a lot of money? And that's obviously travel. So we go travel to look at properties. And when we're at property, we get a rental car, we get a hotel, food. When we go to different meetings, we have to travel, flight, hotel, car again, Uber, Lyft, what have you. It's really focused on travel. We spend a lot on travel. And we go, once we acquire a property, once we're managing that property, we go out there and check, especially when we're doing a value add. In the beginning, we'll go out there quite often to that property to make sure everything's running well. Management company's saying they're actually doing what they say they're doing. And everything's just kind of a well-oiled machine. So we'll go out there often. And then once you kind of more stabilized property, it's once a quarter, you go look at those properties. So a lot of travel. So why I picked Marriott was because when I go to these properties, I can kind of pick where I stay. But when I go to some of these real estate investing associated meetings and meetups, I don't necessarily get to pick the hotel, especially if the venue is at a hotel. So more often than not, there's a lot of Marriotts, and I do like Marriotts. So it just made sense. So on that card, it does have a fee, an annual fee of $125. And then in terms of benefits, you get 6x points per dollar in eligible purchases at hotels participating in the Marriott Bonvoy program. So there's a lot of hotels that fall under the Marriott Bonvoy umbrella. It's a massive company. You might not even think that it does, but does. I remember walking to a hotel. It won't even have the name Marriott, but at the desk, it does say a Marriott Bonvoy hotel, right? So there's a lot out there. So you get 6x points on that. You get 4x points per dollar on eligible purchases at restaurants, gas stations, shipping providers, wireless phone service, purchased directly from service providers. And then you get 2x points on all eligible purchases. So that's great. Get 4x points on restaurants. So when I'm traveling, if I go out with a client, go out with a business partner, maybe someone on my team, that saves me a lot of my gas stations. If you have a rental car, pay for gas, 4x the points. Shipping providers, sometimes we have to ship stuff, right? To our different properties, different meetings. And then some of the other great benefits too are you can earn and redeem free nights as you build up points for Marriott. And every year you get one free night right off the bat. Just have the card. You get one free night any Marriott hotel. And then as you grow your status, you can go up to elite, silver elite, the gold elite, platinum, all the way up. You get even more perks. So you get one free night award every year after your card account anniversary and earn another free night award after you spend $60,000 in purchases on your card in a calendar year. Awards can be used for one night at over 7,000 hotels participating in the Marriott Bonvoy program worldwide. So that's very attractive in the fact that I travel a lot, then I can have these points to use later on. You also get internet access. So you get the top end internet for free when you stay at their hotel. There's no foreign transaction fees. Oh, and I also wanted to mention on my personal card, bring that up. The Chase Sapphire Reserve also has no foreign transaction fees, which is great because I travel. So personally travel when I go abroad, that's great. No foreign transaction fees. So this card is solid and looking forward to using that free night. All right. The second one I have is also related to travel. A lot of our properties are located in the Southeast and there's a lot of Delta hubs in the Southeast. And I also go to Dallas occasionally. That's another Delta hub. So I was like, well, I'm flying Delta anyways. Let's see if they have any good rewards program. And they happen to have one of the best out there. So this card is the American Express Delta SkyMiles Reserve card. And this is probably one of my favorites. It's definitely my favorite business card we have. This one has some really great features. The fee is steep though. It's the same as the Chase Sapphire Reserve at $550, but that kind of pays for itself immediately for the fact that you get every year, you get a companion certificate, what they call a companion certificate, which is any domestic first class Delta Comfort Plus or main cabin round trip companion certificate each year upon renewal of your card. So what that means, say I was feeling bougie, want to get first class, invite someone with me, that other person gets a free first class ticket round trip. One of those a year. Could be in Delta Comfort Plus or main cabin. Spend that price for whatever that first ticket is, and then you get the other one free. And what's really cool about this ticket, so I haven't had this card for very long. Recently got it because we're doing a lot more traveling, especially with Delta, going to some of our properties. And so I didn't even have this card a week. And I booked a flight to Dallas for a meeting. And when I went to check in the day before, check in, and then add to wallet on your iPhone. And then where the seat was, it was flashing. And where you board, so it says like main one, main two, flashing as well. And it goes, the seat was flashing 1D and where you board was flashing Sky Priority. Wait, what? 1D? I was like, I got upgraded, but like I was 1D. Did they start the numbers after first class? So I was like, there's no way I got upgraded to first class. And then an email came in and it said, section said 1D and then the section you're in first class. And I was like, all right, this card's already worth it. So I already probably paid for that $550 annual fee because I got a free upgrade. So with this card, you get upgrades. So there's something called medallion status on Delta, and that's just based on how much you fly. If you have the equivalent medallion status as someone else who doesn't have the card, you get priority above them for an upgrade. Now, if someone has a greater medallion status than you do, it doesn't matter if they have the card or not, they will have preference above you. But someone who has the same medallion status, but you have the card, you have preference above them. So it's pretty cool. You earn 15,000 medallion qualification miles, so the MQMs they call them, after you spend $30,000 in the first year on your card. So for business, that can be pretty easy, especially if you have a decent sized business to do that. And you can also earn miles. So you earn 3 miles on every dollar spent on eligible purchase made directly with Delta. So when we book a flight with Delta, 3 miles for every dollar. And you get 1.5 miles. After you spend $150,000 on your card in a calendar year, you earn 1.5 miles per dollar. That's an extra 0.5 mile per dollar on eligible purchases the rest of the year if your purchase qualifies for a category that has higher mileage accelerator. And then you get 1 mile on all other eligible dollars spent on the card. This what's also really cool is you get access to the Delta Sky Club, which is one of the top lounges out there, the nicest ones I've ever been in. You walk in, really nice, welcoming, free food, free beverages, free Wi-Fi, really nice quality and really nice materials in the room. It's awesome. And I recently used that because I carpooled with someone to the airport, got there earlier than I normally would, but I got to get to a lot of work done in that Delta Club and got free food and refreshments. You automatically get main cabin one priority boarding. Normally, I don't really care when I get on the plane because I got an assigned seat. But nowadays, when everyone's doesn't want to check bags, they want to put their stuff in overhead. Now I kind of do care about getting on early because I want to make sure I can get it overhead. So that's great. First check bag is free. And there's also no foreign transaction fees on this card as well. And like my Chase Sapphire Reserve, you also get free global entry or TSA pre-check through this. And you get trip delay insurance and trip cancellation and interruption insurance on this as well. And also like the Chase Sapphire Reserve, you also get insurance, car rental loss and damage insurance if you were to use this for a car rental, which is important because then you don't have to use their insurance, which they jack it up and charge you a ridiculous premium for. So these are the credit cards I use. I'm sure I'm missing some small features to a lot of them, but those are the major ones. And if you're in the market for a new credit card, I would highly just look at like what you spend your money on and where you could get the most rewards from a credit card and then find the best credit card for that category. So if it's groceries, look for one that has the best rewards for groceries. If it's travel, look for the one that has the best rewards for travel. And again, if you're not using credit card, you got to get on the credit card game. You're throwing free money away and also the security aspect of it as well. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning into this one. Again, if you have any questions or want to reach out, the best way to find me is on Instagram. My handle is at Sean O'Wins, or you can find me LinkedIn, Facebook, and then our website, greenbriercg.com. All right, everybody. Have a good weekend. Catch you later.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is an investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.